KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump is speaking to a packed house in this city in the battleground state, Wisconsin.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's great to be in Milwaukee. We love Milwaukee.
Across town, Vice President Kamala Harris holding her own rally in West Allis, at one point mentioning Trump.
And the man is out for unchecked power. And look, in less than 90 days, it's either going to be him or me in the Oval Office.
A federal jury tonight convicted a former Louisville police detective of using excessive force, violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights during a botched 2020 drug raid that left her dead. This is a retrial of the case. Wall Street investors shrugged off a weaker-than-expected monthly jobs report for October. They did expect two hurricanes and labor strikes would cool the job market. Major stock indexes ended higher. This is ABC News. Collins Dictionary officials announcing the word of the year, driven by Gen Z and millennials.
Brat Summer, inspired by Charlie XCX's album Brat, is rolling into another season and taking over as the 2024 word of the year. The Collins Dictionary putting Brat at the top of their list, defining the pop culture version as having a confident and independent attitude. Collins says the term Brat Summer was one of the most talked about phrases of the year. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Starting today, Texas public hospitals now must ask patients if they are in the U.S. illegally, or rather legally, while receiving care. Patients are not required to answer the question, but some critics are concerned it could may have an effect when people seek out medical care. Open enrollment for health care coverage offered under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, begins today. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Badgers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. At 5-3, Luke Fickell asked if he's concerned about getting to a bowl game this year.
All we're thinking about is Iowa. And, I mean, to think anything past that is crazy.
NFL, the Packers injury list growing. Defensive back Jaire Alexander with a knee injury. Jordan Love with a groin. Starting center Josh Myers with a severe left wrist injury that could prevent him from blocking and pass protection.
It's really... It's just going to depend on how I feel these next couple days, you know, and whether or not I feel like I can do it. I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, you know, so I just have to answer that question.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Grizzlies 122-99. A lot of missed open shots.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. The defensive transition was still awful tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. They host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creator creators say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy through the night, lows low 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the upper 50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, high mid 50s. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder. Currently 35 degrees.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, make a difference and change the world. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Stories of change through music, finding your happiness, and helping others one cup at a time.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, rabbits, rabbits, rabbits. It's the 1st of November. It's also the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos. It's, oh, my. We got a lot to talk about today, and it's Anything Goes Friday, and it's just you and me all 3 hours here, no guests. The recession racket. Musk, Trump, and the billionaire's blueprint for profit. I got to tell you about that. Also, Donald Trump just called for Liz Cheney to be executed by firing squad. Very entertaining, yeah. Brilliant. And a weird, crazy alert. Tucker Carlson says a demon attacked him while he was sleeping and left him bleeding with claw marks. Can I get any stranger? And a pregnant teenager died because she was pregnant and turned away and miscarrying and turned away by three emergency rooms. More dead women. This one was 18 years old. In the second hour of our program, Rudy says what Republicans across the country mumble under their breath about black Haitian immigrants. The National Archives, this is a bizarre story. This is a Biden appointee who's overseeing this. National Archives are removing displays and information about Martin Luther King, about the internment of Japanese during World War II. From the National Archives displays because it, quote, may upset Republican legislators. Say what? We'll get into that in the second hour of the program. Also, LeBron James just posted an amazing little supercut on X. I'll share that actual clip with you in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, the Green Parties of Europe have collectively written to Jill Stein asking her to pull out of the race. Of course, you know she's not going to do it. She's a grifter. She's in this for the fame and the money, not to do anything for her country. And she's polling at 1.4%, which probably, you know, will be the margin of victory or defeat in this election for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that in some detail in the third hour of the program. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls all day, all 3 hours, whatever's on your mind. I want to just start out with, I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but my daily take over at HartmanReport.com, it's titled The Recession Racket, Musk, Trump, and the Billionaire's Blueprint for Profit. And, you know, in a recent town hall, multi-billionaire, well, world's richest man, Elon Musk, acknowledged what 23 Nobel Prize-winning economists across the country have predicted, that if Trump is elected and he and Elon undertake their project to gut government spending, it will provoke a severe recession. Musk said, we have to reduce spending to live within our means, and you know that necessarily involves some temporary hardship. Right. But it will ensure long-term prosperity. Most Republican voters are not taking this seriously. They're like, you know, why would Republicans, who, you know, generally are the party of the rich people, why would they want to crash the economy when rich people have all their money invested in the stock market and stuff like that? Why would Republicans ever want to crash the market? Well, the question itself reveals a huge misunderstanding about how rich people get richer and richer and richer. They are uniquely in a position to take advantage of recessions and depressions that hurt people like you and me. I mean, this story is as old as capitalism. Back in the 1930s, Joe Kennedy, Gloria Swanson told me this story. I used to visit her in New York. She would make me dinner in her apartment in New York City. We were both vegetarians, and she was on the board of our children's charity. And just a remarkable woman. And she told me how Joe Kennedy, when the market was at its bottom, Joe Kennedy was buying stock as fast. In fact, he bought a Hollywood studio. He was one of the richest men in America as a result of the Great Depression. J. Paul Getty, his favorite phrase was, buy when everyone else is selling and hold on until everyone else is buying. I mean, the afternoon of the Great Crash, J. Paul, this was, October, 28th, I think, 1929. J. Paul Getty skipped his parents' golden wedding anniversary celebration to go down to Wall Street to begin buying stocks. He wrote, "It is the opportunity of a lifetime to get oil companies for practically nothing." And as a result of that, he became one of the richest men in America. I mean, this is, recessions help billionaires. They hurt you and me, but they become buying opportunities for billionaires. In 2007, for example, the Bush crash, the stock market, the American economy, home prices collapsed by 21%. Over 10 million Americans lost their homes to predatory bankers like Steve Mnuchin, the foreclosure king, who personally oversaw kicking roughly 30,000 California families out of their homes. The stock market dropped by 50%. In the last year of Bush's presidency. On October 9th, 2007, it was at 14,000. By March 5th, 2009, it was at 6,500. And 8 million Americans lost their jobs. They were wiped out. And across the country, Americans who had their money in 401ks in the stock market were liquidating their 401ks, paying that, I think it's a 20% penalty, just to get access to cash to pay their bills because they'd been laid off. And who was buying those stocks? Billionaires. Between 2009, the bottom of the Bush crash, and 2012, when the recovery really began, the top 1% of Americans, just in those 3 years, saw their income grow by over 31%. 95% of all the income gains made during that period of time were that top 1%. If you had invested $1 billion in 2009 in the S&P, it would have become $4.6 billion in just 11 years. And by the way, during those 11 years, the combined wealth of America's billionaires went up by 80%. And then they did it again. The Trump COVID crash of 2020. Once again, the market collapsed, this time under Republican Trump, working people out of work, selling stocks at a loss to pay the mortgage and buy food. The Dow on March 16th, 2020 suffered its largest single day crash in its entire history, worse than the Republican Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s. But for the investor class, it was a huge opportunity. The Institute for Policy Studies documents the world's 2,356 billionaires saw their wealth increase by a full 54%. U.S. billionaires saw their net wealth surge by 62%. Average billionaire wealth worldwide increased 27%, all just in this 1 year of 2020. And meanwhile, the billionaires' real taxes have dropped by a full 79% since Reagan came into office in 1981. And so, of course, Elon Musk is saying, yeah, we're gonna cause a recession. And it'll be a good thing. Well, it will be a good thing for him. So I just wanted to tell you that's how it works, right? I mean, the billionaires live and operate by different rules than you and me. It's pretty straightforward. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, by the way, Donald Trump is out on bail. Nobody seems to be mentioning this. Donald Trump is out on bail. He's awaiting his sentencing. And I recall when Judge Merchan said, okay, we'll postpone the sentencing until after the election. And everybody was like, oh, Trump got away with something. Well, if Trump loses, And I think there's a good chance he does. And after the election, Juan Merchan sentences him, and there's no longer the risk that Trump is president, I think he's going to give him prison time. I mean, it'll be a hell of a lot easier for the judge. He won't have all that pressure on him. And, you know, frankly, I think if he was going to impose a jail sentence, or if he was not going to impose a jail sentence, he probably would have sentenced Trump, you know, earlier and just said, okay, you owe $300,000. But if it's going to be a jail term, you know, Merchan said, okay, we'll postpone this until after the election. But anyhow, Donald Trump, the guy who's out on bail, came out yesterday and said it's time to put Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad, essentially. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Yeah, here's the video of Donald Trump saying this. I think. Maybe not. Say what? Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, we'll skip that. Here's what Trump said. He said, let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her. Let's see how she feels about that, you know, when the guns are trained on her face. I mean, this is nuts. And you know, here's a flashback for you. He said the same thing about Mark Milley. I mean, not literally the exact same words, but this was back in 2021. He said that Mark Milley, in times gone by, the punishment would have been death. What did Mark Milley do? You know, Mark Milley said that Trump was a fascist, essentially. And not a single newspaper's front page said, Trump suggests the top general deserves execution, or former president accuses general of treason. It barely made the news, but this was a post that he put in Truth Social. So strange stuff going on. Strange stuff. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson says a demon attacked him while he was sleeping. And this is a very serious story. A pregnant teenager died because she was pregnant and ill. We'll get to that. Both of those stories on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's 16, almost 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. And that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and get a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought, today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't set this one out. Text fees may apply.
The hard times rolling, folks paying the bill. They'll tell you it's tightening belts or living lean. But in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king. Oh, they play that game when we take the fall. When the market's crashing, they're having a ball. They'll make a fortune when the stocks run dry. For them, it's my low. For us, it's goodbye. When the Dow hit the floor back in 29, they snatched up stocks.
You know, when the markets crash, the billionaires make out like bandits. It's just incredible. Okay, Tucker Carlson says that a demon attack left him bleeding in his bed with claw mark scars. He said he was physically, this is so weird. He was being interviewed by a guy named John Hears, and he said, have you ever felt the presence of evil, and you think it's kickstarting people to wonder about the good? And Carlson says, well, that's what happened to me. I had a direct experience with it. In my bed at night, and I got attacked while I was asleep with my wife and four dogs, and mauled, physically mauled, by a demon, or by something unseen that left claw marks on my side. And he said, yeah, and they're still there. Yeah, a year and a half ago. Really? Of course, he was sleeping with four dogs in his bed. So, I don't know. It's just bizarre. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's our crazy alert for the day. It's just, Tucker's getting weirder every day, it seems. Meanwhile, you will recall at the beginning of last month, the Office of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced a victory. He said, this was a press release. He said, and I quote, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton secured a major win protecting the rights of Texas hospitals and doctors to refuse to provide abortions that are prohibited by state law. Now, think about that for a minute. The Attorney General Ken Paxton secured a major win by protecting the right of doctors to refuse to give women abortions or any kind of care that might be considered an abortion. And that is why Neva Crane died. This 18-year-old, she visited three different Texas emergency rooms because she was 6 months pregnant. She was hemorrhaging. The fetus was not going to survive. But they would not take this thing out of her body that was dying. They would not take it out because it still had a heartbeat. And this is ProPublica. This is by Lizzie Presser and Kavitha Sarana. Nivia Crane was crying in pain, too weak to walk, blood staining her thighs, feverish and vomiting the day of her baby shower. The 18-year-old had gone to two different emergency rooms within 12 hours, returning home each time worse than before. The first hospital diagnosed her with strep throat without investigating her sharp abdominal cramps. At the second, she screened positive for sepsis, a life-threatening, fast-moving reaction to an infection. But doctors said her six-month fetus had a heartbeat and she was fine to leave. Next was her third hospital visit. An obstetrician insisted on two ultrasounds to confirm fetal demise, a nurse wrote, before moving her to intensive care. By then, more than 2 hours after her arrival, Crane's blood pressure had plummeted and a nurse had noted that her lips were blue and dusky. Her organs began failing. 2 hours later, she was dead. That is what many pregnant women are now facing in states with strict abortion bans, doctors and lawyers have told ProPublica. This is what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance want to bring to the whole country. And we've got to vote to prevent it. And if you live in one of these red states with abortion bans, you got to get out there and vote. Vote Democratic right up and down the ticket. This is insane. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
For chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump is speaking to a packed house in this city in the battleground state, Wisconsin.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's great to be in Milwaukee. We love Milwaukee.
Across town, Vice President Kamala Harris holding her own rally in West Allis, at one point mentioning Trump.
And the man is out for unchecked power. And look, in less than 90 days, it's either going to be him or me in the Oval Office.
A federal jury tonight convicted a former Louisville police detective of using excessive force, violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights during a botched 2020 drug raid that left her dead. This is a retrial of the case. Wall Street investors shrugged off a weaker-than-expected monthly jobs report for October. They did expect two hurricanes and labor strikes would cool the job market. Major stock indexes ended higher. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for 4 seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the 5th actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November. Both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creator say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with 3 feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy through the night, lows low 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the upper 50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, high mid 50s. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder. Currently 35 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got my, Amish. My oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, joins me. We will preview the election on Tuesday. Plus, what's the right way to deal with election stress? I got answers. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions are democracy in the workplace, where we all get a voice and we all get a say. We won't bow to the lords.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Yep, unions are democracy in the workplace. Picking up your calls here. Anything goes Friday. Frank, what's on your mind today? Frank in Hood River, Oregon.
Hi, Tom. I hope you're doing well.
So far, so good.
All right. I'm worried that a lot of college people and others concerned about the war in Gaza will sit out the election or vote for Jill Stein. Now, this will greatly help Trump, and plus it will hurt down-ballot Democrats. Right. I hope they realize how horrible Palestinians' lives will be if Trump is elected.
Yeah, Trump has said that Bibi should just finish the job. You know, just basically wipe out Gaza. And Jared Kushner said that he wants to build, fancy high-rise, resorts in Gaza, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. Trump's been on the phone several times lately with Netanyahu, and he's telling them to keep the war going.
Yep.
Trump feels, if Netanyahu bombs and kills lots of Palestinians, many Democratic voters won't vote for Harris. Harris supports Israel's right to defend itself strongly, but is more supportive of Gazans than Trump will ever be. Mm. And last thing, in my 70-plus years of my life, Trump is for sure the most dangerous man to run for president for America and for the world.
Please
vote Democratic.
I agree. I used to think George Wallace was bad, but, Trump beats
him. Oh, no, Trump's more dangerous because he could win.
Yeah,
he could
there you win. Go. Yeah. George Wallace at least acknowledged that he lost. Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you this afternoon? I just wanted to mention a few things. Number one, these remarks that Trump was making on the campaign trail about women, and I've been hearing reports about these reactionaries that are upset about Julia Roberts' video with Kamala Harris encouraging women to vote. Well, first of all, women have had the vote since 1920, and they can vote for whoever they please. Since when did they need their husband's permission to do so?
Well, here's the problem, Stephen. The majority of American women polled, and this was a fairly credible poll. Forgive me for not recalling exactly who did it, but there was a recent poll that found the majority of American women did not know that their ballot was secret, that their husband could not find out how they voted. And so, this is what that ad is trying to tell women. The one that Julia Roberts narrated is that your vote is going to be secret. So it's a good thing.
Well, and it's none of their business. And I tell you, all these Trump supporters, there was that one report that came out, I believe, in Florida, where that 18-year-old had tried to attack two Harris supporters with a machete.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know where Biden is. Why doesn't he get on there and address the nation and let people know that these individuals who want to take matters into their own hands, that we're not going to sit here and take this, that if need be, Biden will call out the military on these people?
Well, that kid
if
got arrested. I think that Biden is trying not to raise the temperature, frankly.
I'm sorry, but they're already raising the temperature.
What are we supposed to do? And the Proud Boys. So, yeah. No, I get it, Stephen.
It's ridiculous. We should not have to deal with this.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Elizabeth in Staten Island, New York. Hey, Elizabeth, what's on your mind today?
Hi, morning. I want to share a resource. I'm actually a nurse care manager at a city here in New York City. A resource that I just found out yesterday from the New York City Department for the Aging. It's called the GUIDE Model. This is under the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It is for patients and family members with dementia. What the model is about, it's an eight-year program for patients with straight Medicare, no Medicare Advantage, straight Medicare. They can also have Medicaid and have an MLTC program. There's two components to it. First is a core navigator. Once the patient gets enrolled in this program, they're assigned a core navigator, which can help with food, transportation, 24-hour hotline, training for the families. The second part, respite. Up to $2,500 a year, which will be covered by Medicare, towards a home health aide. So that would be a wow. home health aide here is about $1,000.
This is an existing program in New York State?
No, this is across the country. This model, I'm going to give you some websites in a minute.
So and this is an existing program, not a proposal.
This, yes. Okay. I-21st, 2024, mm-hmm. the CMS launched the guide model. Mm-hmm. Website under CMS.gov, Guiding and Improved Dementia Experience Guide Model.
Wow.
There's going to be 390 participants. I called one of the organizations. This is how I got my information. Called JVS Health, and then you see the guide model. Mm. He told me what's happening and when it's going to be implemented in July 2025. They can also use that $2,500 for respite up to 10 days or adult daycare.
So it sounds great. Like, Elizabeth, if I understood correctly, that what they're doing right now is a basically a test run with just a few hundred people, and the big program is going to roll out in July of next year?
No, what happens, I think they're getting everything together because they have to find organizations to sign up to provide home attendance. So it starts July 1, 2025.
Right.
And again, they're going to go do a comprehensive assessment. A nurse goes to the home. You get enrolled in this program, and you're going to be getting. And this may be what Kamala's talking about.
That's what I was thinking. I was wondering. I mean, she's proposing, you know, to have in-home, you know, health care, and I was in through Medicare.
This might be it.
Yeah.
Might be it.
Interesting.
So I'm just going to go again. They can go on CMS.gov, look for the guide model, Guiding and Improved Dementia Experience, and also one of the organizations that's going to be doing it, JVS Health, look at the guide model. I actually typed in because I wanted to learn more information, my name, my email, my phone number, and he called me, and I said, please tell me about this program because this is going to help my patients at my hospital. Mm-hmm. He went into everything. He was wonderful. So I wanted to share this because this is going to be huge for your listeners. Almost everybody knows somebody with Alzheimer's dementia.
Yeah.
So this is my resource. And it's funny, I was originally going to call to expand on Ziggy's stuff because I live in New York and I know what he was talking about. But I thought this was just so important and I have to limit my time. So I hope people will do some research and I hope it will help a lot of families.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. And thanks for respecting our one topic rule. I appreciate it. Stephen in Kula, Hawaii. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was wondering if you know anything about what I think is the privatization of the post office. It seems like everything I order that I think is being delivered by the post office is actually given by the sender to a private company like UPS or DHL or FedEx. And then eventually, it takes forever, it gets transferred over to the post office and they deliver it.
Yeah.
And it's a cheap way, apparently, to send. So I think the post
it's called last mile delivery.
And it's crazy. I mean, the post office has been in existence forever and they've had no problem delivering mail and packages. Why do they have to have private companies, you know, do this?
Because Louis DeJoy's mission is to privatize the post office. I mean, that's his whole goal. He's a multimillionaire who owns a big trucking company whose major business and revenue comes from contracts with the post office. And you know, he's trying to privatize the post office. It's just that simple. And, you know, we need to get rid of this guy. I mean, it's 5 years he's been terrorizing Americans.
I agree. And they also have another program that's really cheap to send. It's called Ground Advantage. And we all know what advantage means these days, like with Medicare Advantage.
Yes.
It's not an advantage. Anyways, it's November 1st. Happy World Vegan Day to everybody.
Say that again?
Today is November 1st. It's the World Vegan Day.
Really? I didn't know that. Today is World Vegan Day. Well, how about that?
Every November 1st.
I had my tofu satay this morning for breakfast, so there you go. All righty, Stephen, thank you very much. Thanks for the call from Hawaii. I appreciate it. 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls and the news of the day. Well, actually, just, you know, it's your calls for the rest of the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman program. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, do I rate?
You absolutely, I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
The sun is shining high. Pick up the phone and give it a try. Got it.
question to pose. Today's the day, because anything goes. Call the radio, share your heart.
Anything Goes Friday here. Gwen in Ocean Park, Washington. Hey, Gwen, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm first-time caller, so I'm very nervous. I'm so excited to that you took my call. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, Gwen.
I ran a voter registration program this summer at the Port of Owako, and it was a wonderful transformation when Joe Biden dropped out of the race, and to watch everyone, all of the women walk by and just light up. When I'd asked them if they were registered to vote, they lit up with Kamala. So it was wonderful. I do want to encourage everyone who is familiar with a young person or someone who is just first-time voter, they're going to be intimidated by that ballot. And as well as all of us who don't know who judges are or have questions about initiatives, there is something called BlueVoterGuide.org. BlueVoterGuide.org. Please do not forget that. Write it down. Put it in your Facebook feed anywhere you can, because it's nationwide. It will walk you through each one of the recommended Democratic choices on the ballot, and with arguments for or against if you choose. I have one other thing that's really important to me, and that it's just plagued me, Tom. I feel like I've got a piece of evidence for the January 6th lack of support by the military. I have a letter I did back around, close to the close to January 6th. I did some research, and I found this letter from the Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller, was acting at that time, and I have it in front of me, and it is it's dated January 4th, and it is a memorandum for the Secretary of the Army. The subject is employment guidance for the District of Columbia National Guard.
Yeah, I've read that on the air several times and written about it multiple times, Gwen. It's pretty shocking because this was 2 days before January 6th, and Donald Trump, Secretary of the Army, who is responsible for the National Guard, said no National Guard can help the Capitol Police, period, unless they have permission from us. And, of course,
and they couldn't be armed either.
Right, right. So and that permission was not given until after 6 o'clock that day. And
how do we get that information to somebody on the committee? Because
I guarantee you all the Democrats are familiar with this. And like I said, I've talked about it over and over and over again. I've published multiple pieces on it. Back when that memo first came out, there were some news stories about it. It's just another one of the outrages that seems to have fallen down the memory hole. I mean, there's just so many, right? It's like every day there's some new outrage that we either learn about or that actually just even happens, from Trump and his buddies. And it's just nuts.
I miss it, Tom, because I think I try and watch you every day, or I do watch you every day. So, and it's been years and years and years.
Yeah, thank you.
How many years has it been, Tom?
I'm sorry?
How many years have you been on the air?
21 years, the show we've been doing.
You've blessed us with your presence and your knowledge.
Thank you for your kind words, Gwen. I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you, and I hope you call again. T in Roxburgh, North Carolina. Hey, T, what's up?
Good morning, Roxborough, yes. And
Roxborough,
I too appreciate all that you've done over these years.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is because I experienced what I think you and your listeners would appreciate the other day. I work, it's a voluntary thing, with what's called a chill team. Like, it's chilly out. What we learned was how to de-escalate at voting sites if things happened. And I just wanted to extend this fact to your listener audience in the name of we're building the better. We're not just fighting back, we're doing back. And so this chill team experience, I think, is very contributory. I just wanted to mention it.
Cool. Well, thank you. Thanks for the PSA, as it were, T, and people can check that out. Thank you so much. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Tom. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
I mentioned Monday that the Times had an article, and today's Times has another wonderful article on the interesting side of Donald Trump. Apparently, John Bolton got a question from Mr. Trump when he was the national security advisor. That Mr. Trump said, "Why are people afraid of North Korea?" And Bolton had just dumb it down to the sixth grade level. Well, sir, they have nuclear weapons and they could kill a lot of Americans. Oh, yeah, I guess that's a good reason. So I think we all should ask our clueless Republicans that still support Trump, you know, the same question. And if they answer, yeah, it's pretty obvious why we ought to see North Korea as an enemy, so then ask the follow-up question. Would you vote for a president for someone that is clueless and doesn't know about North Korea?
Yeah.
And you could say, yeah, how about...
Trump just thinks that if he sucks up to these dictators, that they'll leave us alone. And you know, if he turns us into a dictatorship and we align ourselves with them, he's right. But then we've lost our democracy, and that's the trade-off. Yeah, excellent point, Roger. Thank you for calling and making it. John in Logsdon, Oregon. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, good morning. I was hoping to run you a little bit of Halloween Trump stew.
Okay, I'll give you 35. I'll give you 40 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, Trump stew number 4, from the shadow of the ghost, Paul Revere. The Enlightenment is over. All I see is doom. The Enlightenment is over. Time to make some room. So elbow in somewhere. Elbow in real soon. Homelessness is everywhere. All I see is doom. Somewhere there was a revolution. Somewhere back in time. It's being sold back to royalty. It happens every time. They're doing it in secret. They do it on the sly. They're selling out democracy. You can feel your country die. Wow. So elbow in somewhere. I hope you get there soon. The Enlightenment is over. All I see is doom.
Well, that was a pretty dark, pretty dark poem there, John.
It gets better.
Or song or whatever. I'm sorry, I got to run. We're out of time here. But, John, good job. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman program right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first 4 ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can't...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former 2nd District Congressman Republican Scott Klug and former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Your vote will help save democracy. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.